Welcome, everyone, to Heartbeat Theater. This is your host, C.P. McGregor, inviting you to be the guest of the Salvation Army for the next half hour. Our star this week is Hans Conried. Our story this week takes us back to the beginning of the Salvation Army in America. It tells the story of a very unusual trial of an extremely unusual man. Titled The Trial of Joe the Turk and written by Milton Kahn, here is Act One of our story starring Hans Conried as Joe.
Mark. What are you looking at?
Oh, the people and the buildings down there. I'm thinking what a nice little town this is.
Nice? Mm-hmm. After spending a night in that awful jail?
Now, Ruth, the sheriff was only doing what he thought was right.
Are you saying it was right for him to treat us like criminals?
I said he was doing what he thought was right. Just as we were doing what we thought was right.
But to have to sleep in a jail, and then to have people in this place laugh at us the way they have and say the things they have.
Oh, now, Ruth.
I don't understand how you can say this is a nice town.
Ruth, dear. Come here. Now, sit down. Listen to me, Ruth. You haven't been a Salvationist very long. Not that I've been one much longer, but... Well, Ruth, if you remember, when we were married, I warned you that we would have to suffer through many trials in our work. Now, what's just happened here is one of them.
Oh, but Mark...
The work of the Army is new here in America, Ruth. We're less than 10 years old. Most of the country still considers us freaks. Or some sort of religious crackpots. It may be many years before they recognize our mission. And until they do, we must all learn to accept whatever abuse and ridicule comes our way. You know, Ruth, this past week has been as difficult for me as it has for you.
Mark, why did you become a Salvationist?
Because I felt it was what I was searching for. Ruth, when my family traveled west from New England and settled in San Francisco 5 years ago, I was 20 years old. This was to be something wonderful in my young life, but somehow it didn't work out that way. 1 year after we arrived in San Francisco, my father lost all the money he had through gambling and drinking. Then my mother became a drudge, and me... Well, I found myself becoming more and more bitter. I think I was too ashamed and hurt to tell you before, Ruth. But now do you understand why the work of the Army is so important to me? We were sent here with a mission, Ruth, and until we complete it, we can't leave, regardless of the abuse and humiliation we'll undoubtedly have to suffer.
But can we complete our mission alone?
Evidently, when Captain Millsaps received my telegram telling him what happened to us, he didn't seem to think so. That's why he's sending, what's his name again?
Well, the telegram's right here on the table. Joseph Garabad. Do you think he can help us?
Captain Millsaps must think so. Say, what time is it? Oh, 9:30. We better get down to the depot. Mr. Garabad's train arrives at 10 o'clock. Are you all ready, Ruth?
Yes, Mark, I'm ready. For whatever happens.
God bless you, Ruth. Now I know we won't fail. Here it comes, Ruth.
I hope Mr. Garabit is on it.
No reason for him not to be, or we would have heard.
What sort of man is he, Mark?
I don't know.
What?
Well, I've never met him. In fact, I never heard of him before we received the telegram from Captain Millsaps. But since the captain has so much faith in Mr. Garabit, we can be certain of his help.
I'm afraid the sheriff and the others won't appreciate having a third Salvationist here.
Perhaps with Mr. Garabit's help, we can teach them to appreciate us. Now, you keep watch for him, Ruth.
Yes, Mark. No one is getting off.
Well, he's probably getting his baggage together. Well, perhaps I...
Wait, there's someone.
Hmm? Where?
There. In that outlandish costume.
Well, what do you suppose he represents? Crimson pantaloons, a jacket, a Turkish fez?
Mark!
What is it?
He just nodded to me.
What? Are you sure?
Well, he's coming this way. Oh, Mark, you don't suppose that he's...
Oh, no, not that.
Yeah, I see you standing here. You are Mark Dale, yeah?
Yes, I'm Mark Dale. This is my wife, Ruth.
Good to meet you, Mrs.
Thank you.
Is there something we can do for you, mister?
Joe is the name. Joseph Garabet.
You're Joseph Garabet?
You was not expecting me, Mrs.? Captain Millsaps, he sent telegram, no?
Oh, yes, he did. But we weren't expecting anyone to...
Oh, you are surprised the way I'm dressed, yes?
I mean...
I see how Mrs. look at Joe the Turk.
Joe the...
That's the name they give me before Captain Millsaps make me see why I should join Salvation Army. They say I look like Turkish fella dressed like this. I like name Joe the Turk. So that is name I use. Now everybody call me Joe the Turk.
Well, you don't sound like Turkish.
No, I'm not. I'm Armenian.
Of course. Well, if you're Armenian, then why do you...
Why do I dress so?
Yes.
Well, so people notice me. When I walk down the street, people follow. When enough people follow, I hold prayer meeting for Salvation Army. It's simple?
Oh, yes, it's very simple. Well, shall we go back to the hotel, Mr.?
You call me Joe, yeah?
All right, Joe. Well, say, can I help you with your luggage?
No, you take Mrs. Arm. Joe take luggage. Captain Millsaps say you have trouble here. Is so?
Yes, I'm afraid we have. We were arrested for trying to sell the war cry in the local saloon.
And we were put in jail overnight.
Because you sell the army magazine?
Well, there are laws in this town, Joe. And the people aren't quick to make friends with strangers.
Particularly the sheriff. Frankly, Joe, I don't see how you're going to be able to help us.
She's right, Joe. If you try to do anything the sheriff says is against the law, you'll find yourself in jail just as we did.
Yeah, I know.
But if you're in jail, well, how can you help us?
You don't understand, Mrs.
Well, I'm afraid I don't.
I come here to be arrested.
You what?
I make prayer meeting on the street, and then sheriff arrests me.
Oh, no, I'm the one who doesn't understand.
Well, I explain later. First, I go to hotel and take good hot bath. It's long ride on the train from San Francisco. And dirty. Feel like I've been working in coal mine.
And just a minute, Joe.
Oh, do not look so unhappy, my friend. Joe the Turk know what he's doing.
I hope so, Joe. I certainly hope so.
I tell you, it is true, Jess. I seen him with my own eyes. He was all dressed in red, he was. It was some kind of a funny-looking hat on his head, and it had a tassel on it. And, oh, he's a real giant of a man, he is, with a big black mustache. He looks like a wrestler.
You saw him going into the hotel?
Yep. Yes, I did. With those two Salvationists.
What kind of shenanigans do you suppose they're up to now?
Why ask me? You're the sheriff.
Yeah, well, don't worry. I'll find out what's going on.
Well, you won't have long to wait.
Huh?
Here comes that fella now.
Well, I'll be hornswoggled.
Good afternoon, gentlemen.
Hello.
It's warm outside, yeah?
It sure is.
You got business here, stranger?
Oh, yeah, I got business, sure. My name is Joe Garabet, but everybody calls me Joe the Turk.
They do, huh?
Yeah, they say I look like Turk dressed like this, but I'm Armenian.
Oh, you're Armenian?
Well, I'm American citizen. San Francisco is my home. Excuse me, you are the storekeeper, yeah?
No, I'm the storekeeper. Oh. He's the sheriff, Jess Wheeler.
You are sheriff, huh?
That's right.
Well, I happy to meet you, Sheriff. My friends tell me all about you.
I'll bet they have.
Yeah, they tell me how you put in jail anybody who breaks law.
You got smart friends, stranger.
Yeah, please, you call me Joe, yeah?
You said you've got business here?
Oh, yeah, sure, I forget. Yeah, I like to buy something, Mr. Storekeeper.
Oh, well, say, my name's Shorty.
Oh, well, then I call you Shorty. You call me Joe, yeah?
Sure, yeah. Joe. Yeah. Well, what can I sell you?
Oh, you got maybe muslin and black paint?
Muslin, black... Well, sure. So what do you want with muslin and black paint?
Oh, I got to make signs for parade.
Parade? What parade?
Hey, tomorrow we're going to have Salvation Army parade. People always like to see parade, you know.
Not in this town, they don't.
No? Why don't they like parade?
Because it's against the law to parade here, that's why.
Against law? Since when is law not to have parade?
Since I said so just now.
Oh, you make laws in this town, Sheriff?
That's right.
People got nothing to say?
If I tell them they can't have a parade, they don't have one.
This is a free country, eh?
Look, I'm warning you. Don't you start anything around this town or you're going to be sorry. Plenty sorry.
Oh, Joe can take care of himself.
Yes, I'll bet you can of that, Joe.
Well, we'll see about that. You just try to have that parade tomorrow, and you'll get a chance to prove how well you can take care of yourself.
Well, yes. All right, Joe, now let's see about that muslin black paint that you wanted, huh? You know, it's been a long time since anybody painted this town any color. Morning, Jess.
Hello, Shorty.
Well, you getting the jail spruced up?
What for?
Well, since it's so nice out this morning, I was thinking it might be just the day for a parade.
You were you?
Yep.
Well, you won't be seeing any parade around here today.
Oh, is that so? You think Joe and the other Salvationists will be too scared to have one after the way you laid down the law yesterday?
They're smart enough to know what'll happen to them if they do.
You know something, Jess?
What?
I don't think you'd find them fixing to leave town if you was to visit them right now. Well, Jess, word sure got around town fast. Looks like everybody's out to see what's going to happen.
Well, they're all going to be disappointed. That's what's going to happen.
Oh, you think so, huh? You see that flag they just ran out of the hotel room? You see it right there? Look what it says. Be a soldier for the Lord.
Well, their recruiting days are over right now.
Wait a minute, Judge. Hey, look what's coming out of the hotel. You see, it's Joe the Turk.
Riding off the corner, there you are. Riding off the corner, there you are. Riding off the corner, there you are. Riding off the corner, there you are.
All right, you can stop that noise right now.
Noise? Well, this is all army hymn, Mr. Sheriff.
Well, you're not singing it around here. I told you what would happen if you tried to parade in this town.
You're going to arrest me, eh?
I'm going to arrest you, yes.
You're going to put me in jail.
You got any other suggestions?
Yeah. You're going to give me jury trial.
Give you what?
You're going to give me jury trial. I'm now a citizen of the United States. According to the Constitution of the United States, I can have a jury trial. This part of country now one of the United States. So you're going to give me jury trial if I want.
He sure got you there, Jess.
But
now, tell me that nobody breaks law here. It's law to have jury trial. You going to break law?
All right. You'll get your jury trial.
Thank you.
But don't think you're going to get away with anything. When your trial is over, I'm going to toss you in jail and throw away the key.
We see, Mr. Sheriff. We see.
So ends the first act of the trial of Joe the Turk, starring Hans Conried. In the early years of the Salvation Army in this country, a good many obstacles were placed in the way of their mission, sometimes by thoughtless individuals who didn't fully understand the job the Army was trying to do. The Army has never been one to take things sitting down, however, and has developed, perforce, a number of methods of getting around these obstacles. One of these methods was the work of a man named Joseph Garabed, more often called Joe the Turk. Joe was a real person, and our story, although names and places have been changed, really happened many times. The Salvation Army, then as today, had a job to do, and one way or another, that job got done. And although times have changed, their philosophy hasn't. They're doing a job for you. Don't let them down. Now, Act Two of The Trial of Joe the Turk, starring Hans Conried.
folks. Quiet down. Just a minute. All right. We got business to do here. As soon as it's over and done with, we can all get out of here. I got cows to milk. All right, Jess. Let the jury know what this is all about.
Judge Conway ain't the only one who's got work to do. We all have. And I ain't gonna waste your time spouting a lot of fancy words. We're having this trial because this gentleman says it's his right as an American citizen to have one. Personally, I think it's all a waste of time. But since we got you men here on this jury, that's your job to decide. But just remember, he broke the law with his marching, and he was disturbing the peace with his caterwauling and banging on
that's a tambourine, Mr. Sheriff.
Quiet down.
Thanks. When I need your help, I'll ask for it. I don't know what he expects to prove to you men of the jury, but I'm going to make sure he gets everything that's coming to him. That's all, Nat.
Thanks, Jess. Anything you want to say to the jury?
Oh, no, Judge, Your Honor.
You ain't going to say anything to him?
Well, later, I say. Only now I got to listen while Mr. Sheriff talk. He good talker.
All right. Well, I guess you might as well start in, Jess.
Thanks, Nat. Them other two Salvationists here?
Yes, right over there.
I want to ask him some questions.
Oh, sure. You, come sit down here in front. Just take that chair there. Now, tell the men on the jury your name.
My name is Mark Dale.
All right, Jess, he's all yours.
So your name's Mark Dale.
That's right.
What's your work?
I'm a soldier of the Lord.
Oh, you are you? And just what does a soldier of the Lord do?
Well, a great many things which help to teach the Christian spirit.
Why did you come here to this town?
Because we were sent to spread the gospel.
We don't cotton much to strangers around here.
Yes, we've noticed that.
That's all I have to say to you.
You through questioning him, Jess, you mean?
I'm through, Nat.
Well, then you can go back to your seat.
Mr. Judge.
Well?
He's all right if I ask Mark Dale questions.
Well, now, I don't know. It ain't a regular procedure for the accused to do any question. That is, unless you're acting as your own counsel.
Well, then I'm my own counsel, all right?
Yes.
What do you know about the law? You probably never seen the inside of a law book.
Why? Joe don't need law books, Mr. Sheriff. There on the table is the only book I need.
Huh?
Hey, the Bible. I can ask questions now, Mr. Judge?
Well, sure. Go ahead.
Thank you, sir. Mark, you and Mrs. come here from San Francisco, huh?
That's right, Joe.
Captain Millsap sent you.
Yes, that's right.
Why he sent you?
Well, he felt that we should carry the Lord's work to places where the people were too busy or perhaps just couldn't take the time to seek out spiritual guidance.
When you and Mrs. get here, Mark, what happened?
Well, we started to distribute copies of the war cry in the saloons.
People buy?
No, they didn't.
What happened?
Well, the sheriff came in and arrested us and locked us up in jail overnight. For disturbing the peace.
Oh, you make it loud noise in the saloon.
No, of course not.
Maybe you break it something, you have fight with somebody.
Of course we didn't.
Then what do you do?
Well, I told you, we just tried to sell the war cry.
And this is why Mr. Sheriff arrests you and Mrs. for disturbing peace?
Nat, are you going to...
Just a minute now, Jess, just a minute. He ain't finished.
Oh, yes, Mr. Judge, thank you. Got no more questions.
You got any more questions for the witness, Jess?
No.
Well, then you can go back to your seat, young man.
Thank you.
Now, you want to ask anybody else questions, Jess?
Shorty Parker.
Shorty? Well, he's the foreman of the jury.
Well, maybe so, but he was also a witness to me warning this...
You call me Joe the Turk like everybody else, huh, please?
Shorty heard me warn him, so I got a right to ask him to tell the rest of the jury what happened, don't I?
Well, I don't know exactly It's pretty regular. But then this whole trial's pretty irregular as far as I can see. All right, Shorty, you better come up here. Sit down. All right. Go ahead, Jess.
Shorty, you remember the other morning you and me were talking in your store when this Joe came in?
Yep.
Remember what he wanted?
Yeah.
What?
Muslin and paint. Black paint.
Did he say what he wanted it for?
Yep.
Well, what did he want it for?
He said he wanted to make some signs.
What was he going to use the signs for?
Well, said he was going to have a salvation a parade the next day.
And what did I tell him when he said that?
That folks here didn't like to see parade.
I don't mean that. What else did I tell him?
What else did you tell him? Yes, you said it was against the law to have a parade in this here town. And you said...
Never mind. That's all I want to ask you.
Joe, is there something you want to ask Shorty?
Oh, yes, sir, Mr. Judge. Hello, Shorty. Good to see you again.
Oh, hello. Well, it's good to see you again, too, Joe.
Can I ask you a question?
Why, sure. You go. Oh, of course. Go ahead.
Yeah, well, you remember when Mr. Sheriff tell me it's against the law to have parade?
Yep. Yeah.
You remember I asked him, since when is it law not to have parade?
Yeah, he said it was a law since he said so right then.
I'm the sheriff in this town.
Just a minute.
I can say what's right and what's wrong anytime I want to.
Oh, sure you can, Mr. Sheriff, but first you gotta know what's right and what is wrong.
He got you that time, Jess.
He hasn't got me any time.
If you say so, Jess. Joe, any more questions you got to ask Shorty?
Yeah, I don't think so, Mr. Judge.
All right, Shorty. You can get back in the jury box.
Yes, thank you.
Now, you got anybody else you want to question, Jess?
No, I haven't.
Joe.
Yes, Mr. Judge?
Anybody else you got questioned for before the jury decides if you're guilty?
Got one more.
Who?
Mr. Sheriff.
Me?
What?
All right, now quiet down. Quiet down, you hear me? Now, keep it like that. All right, Jess. Better sit down so Joe can start his questions.
Now, look here. Now,
Joe's got the right to question anybody he's a mind to. I grant you it's mighty irregular for the accused to question a sheriff, but there ain't nothing in the law books that says he can't.
I don't know what he's trying to prove, but it ain't gonna do him any good.
All right, Joe. Go ahead.
Mr. Sheriff, you say that it's wrong to break the law. Like killing, stealing.
Of course it is. Any fool knows that.
So anybody doing that breaks the Ten Commandments of the Bible.
The Bible?
Yeah, in the Bible it says, thou shalt not kill and thou shalt not steal. So anybody who does what Ten Commandments say not to do breaks law, yeah?
Sure, I suppose so.
Yeah, but you would not break laws of Bible.
Of course I wouldn't. What's that got to do with...
Yeah, but in a minute, I'm going to show you. First, I got to get the Bible here.
Now, look, man.
I guess, Joe, just a minute now. I guess Joe knows what he's doing.
Now, Mr. Sheriff, when Mark Dale and Mrs. come to town, you arrest them and put them in a jail.
That's right.
Why?
You know why.
Yeah, Mr. Sheriff, I know why. You say they disturb the peace.
You're real smart.
Yeah, because they go in saloon and sell Salvation Army's War Cry magazine. Now, I read you words from Bible, from Mark. And the gospel must first be published among all nations. And he said unto them, go ye into all the world and preach the gospel to every creature. The Bible tells us to carry the printed gospel to all the people. When we do this, we are obeying the law of the Bible. We're not breaking it.
That's not the same thing.
It is the same. You say you would not break law of Bible. So Mark Dale and Mrs. not break the law of Bible. Now, let us see why I'm arrested. You say it's against the law for me to make flag I hang from window of hotel room. Flag where I paint words, be a soldier for the Lord. Right?
Yes.
Listen to words in Book of Isaiah. Thou hast given a banner to them that fear thee, that it may be displayed because of the truth. The Bible does not say I break the law. Now, Mr. Sheriff, you also say I break law when I march down the street. In Joel it says, they shall march everyone on his ways, and they shall not break their ranks. I obey law of Bible.
All right.
Say I break law when I sing and play on tambourine. Second book of Chronicles says, they lifted up their voices with the trumpets and cymbals and instruments of music and praised the Lord. You tell me, please, Mr. Sheriff, what law I break when I do this? What law do we break at all when we try to spread the gospel? We break no law, Mr. Sheriff. You break the law when you stop us from bringing people in town closer to God.
Huh? Here comes train.
Won't you stay here with us, Joe?
Yeah, thank you, but got to go back to San Francisco and see where Captain Millsaps want me go next.
We can't make a change of mind, Joe? Look, perhaps if we wrote to the captain...
No, Mark, I go back. Everything gonna be all right here now. You and Mrs. gonna find friends to help you work of the army.
Yes, I'm sure we will.
Would you do me one favor before you leave, Joe?
Yes, Mrs.?
Will you call me Ruth instead of Mrs.?
Yeah, of course I'm gonna call you Ruth.
Joe.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
Joe, you will write to us. Let us know where you are and what you're doing.
Yeah, I like.
God bless you, Joe, for what you did for us here. What you did for us and the people of the town.
You know, Ruth, at trial, when I read words from the Bible, I forget to read words from 1 Thessalonians. For ye remember, brethren, our labor and travail, for laboring night and day, because we would not be changeable unto any of you, we preached unto you the gospel of God. Goodbye, Mark. Goodbye, Ruth.
Bye, Joe.
Take care of yourself.
Yeah, I will.
And Joe, give our best to Captain Millsaps.
Yeah, I tell you. You know something, Mark?
What?
This is 57th time I arrested for God.
That was the final act of The Trial of Joe the Turk, starring Hans Conried. Be with us again next week for another interesting story. Heartbeat Theater is a presentation of the Salvation Army and is one of the programs selected to be heard by our men and women overseas through the worldwide facilities of the Armed Forces Radio Service. Until next week, this is your host, C.P. McGregor, saying thanks for listening and have a happy week ahead.